Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the good word today, Joe?
The good word?
What's the good word? You know, that's how people start off talking sometimes. They say, what's the good word? What's new?
I thought they started off by saying greetings and welcome to the machine.
No, you can stamp that one, but no, that's not how people use it.
I don't have a good word. A good word is Sam Moll. That's two words. Did you see that one? The Pirates lost him on waivers 3 days after they claimed him? How is that possible?
Oh, man. How do you want to remember the Sam Moll era?
Well, during it, we had Neil Huntington on the air. I guess that was the high point for the Pirates, right?
I don't know. Is being on our show considered like a badge of honor or anything to that
effect?
I would
think for anyone, yes.
Well, you have a much higher opinion of our show than I do. That's for sure. That was an interesting interview, and in where it happened within the confines of the show made things more interesting still. Your headphones are on backwards, by the way. That might help.
No, they just don't work.
No, they're on backwards, though. I swear, if you flip them around, they're going to be better. They should be better.
If they're not working, they're not. Malzy, my headphones are fine. If they're
not
plugged in properly and the connection isn't working, it doesn't matter if they're forwards or backwards.
They're my old headphones, though, and it bothers my OCD. It bothers my OCD that you wear them backwards like that. Anyway, we didn't have a chance to react to anything that was said. We said goodbye to Neil Huntington, and then mercifully, you said goodbye to me. He had a lot to talk about, including, well, we're going to get to it at 3 o'clock, but he was very happy to bring up Shohei Ohtani, who's the big target out there from Japan, a DH pitcher. And we both had interesting thoughts about it the morning after, how happy he was to bring up somebody that he thought he might be accused of tampering with if he mentioned, and then he just plowed through it anyway.
A lot of tentacles to that part of the interview. But yes, we'll get to that. In the meantime, the idea that nobody's untouchable on this whole roster. The idea that we've seen Andrew McCutchen, Gerrit Cole's name in reports lately, which one would you trade, or both, or neither? My inclination would be to say neither. And I think the thing, and I'll check this, we can check this with people. I think the thing that annoys people more than anything else, even though it kind of makes sense when Neil Huntington says it, is when he talks about the future. And within the context of his answer to that question, are there any untouchables on the roster? He basically said, in the end, no, that we'll take calls on anybody, but, you know, there are certain guys, I'm assuming like Cole and McCutchen, where it would take a lot to get them. They give us our best chance to win next season, but we also have to think about 19, 20, 21. Do you remember that part of it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I think that's the part that jumps out to people, and they become livid, quite frankly.
Well, when the team's not doing well enough and not having winning seasons in the here and now, I think it's natural for there to be a backlash and say, why are you concerned about then? Why are you trying to build a house 3 or 4 years from now when the one right now is crumbling? Why are you thinking about building a new roster? And if the team had won 90 games this past season, been in the wild card hunt again, if they had never had a downswing, but he was then talking through the backdrop of 5 straight winning seasons and at least wild card appearances of, hey, yeah, we always have to keep in mind what this team's going to look like 3, 4, 5 years from now or what we want it to look like. I think you'd get a lot more people saying, okay, I understand that, because in the here and now, things would have been more successful, but they haven't been. So who wants to hear about what, if you were investing in something, a poorly performing stock might do in the future if forecasts are to be believed, if right now it's a dud for you?
People want to hear that we're trying to do all we can to win next season. And you know what? I asked him, do you have a desire to sort of go on a shopping trip, and do you have that kind of budget? He talked about Ohtani, but that's all he talked about, you know? And that's sort of a pie in the sky thing when you think about it. But he didn't say really yes or no to that question. He only talked about him. I think if fans had their druthers, they would want I could be wrong about this. They would want Cole and McCutchen here and they will want to supplement this roster, which still does sort of undeniably have some young talent sprinkled around the lineup. It's been underachieving. Some of it's been hurt. But it's to me, it's not a team that can't compete for a wild card at the very least if you add to it. You know what I mean?
I'm so skeptical of it because of the fact that the guys that are key to them being good have never had at once great, I mean undeniably great, breakout years. Like Polanco's never become just a 300 hitting, 30 to 35 home run mashing stud who doesn't have the space cadet on, you know, on roller skates giraffe moments.
But do you
right
agree
field.
That that's what people want?
That's
what they want to hear.
They
want to
hear that, yes, everyone's going to be here and the gang's going to take one more big run at this before Andrew
and they're
McCutchen
be
hits
supplemented.
Free agency. Yeah, everybody wants to hear, like, before this window that's the McCutchen window shuts, prop it open again. Try to. People want to hear that. Neil Huntington, let's be honest here, man. I think that guy wants to win. I think he's also aware of the financial limitations. He did allude to them being a small market, which is just a simple, truthful statement. I think he can't afford to look at it all the time like a fan wants to.
It's hard to walk that line. I mean, it's hard to, say, trade Gerrit Cole in the name of having a good team in 2021. And still, like, which way do you want to go? You said you wanted to rebuild. I would go there rather than try and constantly straddle that line, especially with a guy like Cole. And really McCutchen at this point, because who are you going to replace him with? I happen to think that they can contend for the postseason this year. But if they don't think so, then I'm with you. I'm definitely not with let's trade Cole and McCutchen or McCutchen and try and bring in prospects and try to contend now. But keep that eye on the future. No, you don't win that way. That's a bad recipe.
If he tries to serve both masters, I think you end up with the baseball equivalent of an 8-8 season and a bunch of 8-8s, and you become the team that drifts in and out of, in baseball terms, that 75 to 85 win area. And then whatever happens, a particularly weak year, if you're a little stronger than most, you get there finally, okay. Then what? I don't know. They need to make a value judgment. And if the value judgment is we believe in our young talent, then they need to add to it. If the value judgment is the ship sailed on the Polancos and the Martes of the world, and now we're sort of skeptical about whether either guy, especially Polanco, is ever going to reach his full potential, then it's time to start thinking about moving on.
See, I'm centered on Cole and McCutchen right now because those are the guys in the rumors. And to me, you trade one of them, then you start to set sail on rebuilding, in my opinion.
Who
do you agree with that?
Who gets you more value? Cole undeniably gets you a lot of value. Who gets you more if you were thinking about moving Polanco, though, or McCutchen over one of those two?
Like, oh, maybe, for sure.
If I'm him, maybe I just start saying, did I make bad signings here? I took those dual-risk signings where they take some risk that they could dramatically outperform their deal. I'm taking risk that they're going to be good. I lost on a couple of them. I'm just wondering how he's looking at that now. I'd love to be able to truth serum him, and he would never answer it. We sort of asked about both these guys. I'd love to be able to get his real feeling on what he thinks the future holds for the two guys that flank McCutchen, because still so much of what they are is tied up positionally in those two guys.
For my taste, I want to see 1 year, and it would appear to be next year, where you give that outfield one more shot. You start your rotation with Cole and Tyone. You have Rivera as your closer. You supplement this team. You have Josh Bell at first base. You bring in a third baseman if need be, and you try to win this year. I think it's a team that's capable of winning.
I'm starting to become skeptical of that, and it's not that I want to say it. It's just that's how I'm starting to feel about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.